As the year draws to a close, how are you feeling? Do you feel hopeful for the new year? Or are you feeling down and discouraged?
As we go into the new year, we have a special message to remind you of God's amazing promise to be our shelter and stay. Join us. Good morning. We made it.
Yes.
It's the last Friday of 2022, which means it's also the last episode of the year. And we hope you haven't forgotten our challenge to finish the year blessing someone.
That's right. Let us know how the final year end countdown has been going for you. Send us a message on our Wake Up With Hope Facebook page and let us know. We truly hope you spend time to share the love of Jesus as the year closes out.
And a new year's upon us, friends. And next time we see each other, yep, it's going to be 2023.
Yep.
So while you spend your time celebrating the coming of the new year with friends and loved ones, take some time to pause and reflect on God's goodness towards you this year. We want you to be blessed, and that's what we want to do today as we share this time together. So let's begin by taking a look back at this day in history.
At 8 p.m. on December 30, 1936, in one of the first sit-down strikes in the United States, auto workers occupied the General Motors Fisher Body Plant No. 1 in Flint, Michigan. The auto workers were striking to win recognition of the United Auto Workers as the only bargaining agent for GM's workers. In all, the strike lasted 44 days.
They went on a strike to get recognized, to get what they wanted, what they needed. Aren't you glad we don't have to go to such extreme measures for God to recognize us? In Psalms 139, we find an incredible passage of just how much God knows us and sees us. Let's read some of it together. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Friends, God sees you. He knows everything about you. And best of all, He loves you and wants to spend eternity with you. So friends, won't you accept His love today?
Amen. Just as the Asian rice hat provides shade from the hot summer sun, so does our God provide refuge for His people. God never promised to stop the sun of trial from shining. He never promised that life would always be cool and refreshing, but He has promised to preserve us in pain, to cover us in conflict, and shield us in sorrow. Let's go to Taj Paklub now and talk about the Chinaman's hat.
There has always been this feeling that I don't belong. The comforts of this world is blinding me to the rest that I deserve. But even in my blindness, my spirit reaches out. There has to be much more to life.
Here on the east side of Oahu, about a third of a mile off the shores of Kualoa Beach, we found a very famous island called Mokulii, most commonly known as Chinaman's Hat. I've lived in Hawaii all my life, but I've never taken the time to explore this tiny island, so I'm stoked to be able to do it today. You see, one of my favorite sayings in life is this: blessed are the curious, for they shall always have adventures. And blessed are the adventurous, for they shall always have great pictures to show and awesome stories to tell. You see, my friends, this life is full of awesome discoveries and new adventures every single day. But in order to find them, we gotta be willing to get off the couch, get out of the house, and start living our lives in the real world instead of the artificial world of Hollywood movies and social media. One person said it like this: you can't discover new oceans unless you're willing to lose sight of the shore. And that, my friends, is the truth. Those who choose to spend their lives on the shores of complacency and comfort often miss out on the oceans of adventure and the islands of experience. So it's either you launch out or you miss out. And for me, I don't want to miss out on anything. So today we're going to explore more as we launch out to see what's happening on Chinaman Tap. Now this island obviously got its nickname due to its likeness to the rice hats of Asia. Now these Asian rice hats are not the most fashionable, but they're definitely practical. And in my opinion, practical is more important than fashionable, especially on a hot Hawaiian day like today. You see, the conical shape of these hats is such that it provides a nice shade from the sun and even a small shelter from the rain. In the rice fields of Asia, it protects the farmers from getting toasted from the powerful rays of the sun. But these hats are not only helpful in Asia, I'm finding it very useful on a hot summer day like today. As beautiful as it is, this island just doesn't have much when it comes to shade. A bunch of bushes, a few coconut trees here and there. It's just like the top of an Asian rice hat. It absorbs all the heat of the afternoon sun.
Jesus is the answer. I found beyond myself, and now I know that all my hope is found in Him and nothing else.
You see, just as my Asian rice hat has provided shade from the hot Hawaiian sun, so too does our God cover us from the sun of trial and the heat of hardship. The Bible says that the Lord is your keeper and your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. For He has been a stronghold to the poor and to the needy, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Now God doesn't stop the sun of trial from shining. He didn't promise that life would always be cool and refreshing and easy. But He did promise to preserve us in pain, to cover us in conflict, and to shield us in sorrow. He has pledged to us His holy word that when things begin to heat up in our lives, that He is our shade by day, our defense by night, and a shelter in the time of storm. And as long as we remain under His covering, we will be able to rise above the heat of this world and stand at the top of the mountain of victory. We will then trade our Chinaman's hats for a royal diadem, a crown of everlasting life. And then we will rise from this earthly paradise to the sweet paradise of God.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on our YouTube channel and keep up with us there also.
We'll talk with Ronnie Mills after a short break. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. It's the last Friday of 2022. And now we're going to go to Ronnie Mills, who has something to share with us. Ronnie?
Happy Friday and welcome, Saints, to Wake Up with Hope. Many of you may know Jason Miller as a team member on Hope Sabbath School, but Jason also has the honor of serving as Director of Planned Giving at Hope Channel. Jason, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's great to be here, especially as we wrap up the year.
Wow, it really did go by fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Jason, what is Planned Giving?
Ronnie, Planned Giving is how you ensure that the people that you love and the things you love are taken care of no matter what happens to you. Now, Ronnie, it's a process, such as an estate plan where you list out everything you own and you decide what you want to happen to it when you no longer have need of it.
Now, is Planned Giving connected to my relationship with God?
Yes, Ronnie, it is. Now, we often think about Planned Giving on the practical side, but personally, I believe the biggest reason to care about Planned Giving is because God has made us to be stewards. As Christians, we're called to be responsible for the things that God has given us to take care of. Planned Giving ensures that everything He's entrusted us as a steward is taken care of according to the guidance that He, Ronnie, has given us.
Now, you've mentioned the word steward several times. I understand you're involved with a project to help us all better understand stewardship. Please give us more information on that.
Yes, Ronnie. So those who watch Hope Channel know that we have a course platform called hope.study, and we've actually put together a course called Steps Toward Faithful Stewardship to help people understand the practical principles of stewardship. Of course, we know how to take care of money. That's one of the big ones. But also, stewardship includes time, talents, and even God's creation nature. I'd encourage you, go to hope.study and learn more about stewardship for yourself today.
Now, what other project are you involved in to help us better understand stewardship?
Yes. So in addition to this course on stewardship, we're doing a campaign. We're helping some friends in North America, a campaign called Beyond Blessings. Basically, we're trying to find the best messages, sermons, if you will, on the principles of stewardship. So if you know a pastor or church leader who has a message on stewardship, we would love to hear it. Give them this information so that they could enter the campaign, win a prize, and maybe even have a chance to share their message right here on Hope Channel. The information, you go to nadstewardship.org, click on resources, and then Beyond Blessings. But Ronnie, the deadline for this is December 31st, so we're only a day away for this campaign to wrap up. So if you know someone, let them know about this campaign today, because we want to get the best messages we can on these principles of stewardship.
Thank you, Jason. Aren't you glad you tuned in today? So listen to Jason. You've got to do this by the 31st. Any closing comments, Jason?
Yes, Ronnie. So in addition to this campaign, there's also something else you can do at the end of the year. If you're 70 and a half or older, you can do a donation from your retirement account. It's called a qualified charitable distribution. And if you're interested, you got one day left, reach out to me and I want to show you how you can do this donation. You can email me, jason.miller@hopetv.org, or you can give me a call, 888-339-7526. Send me an email, give me a call, and let's talk about plan giving today.
Wow, thank you, Jason, for joining us this morning. And thank you for tuning in today to Wake Up with Hope. And from Hope Channel to your family, we wish you a continual joyous holiday season. Thank you, Ronnie.
It's almost time for today's devotional thought. It will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley right after this short break. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley.
In the book of Proverbs, Solomon at times talks to nations. He talks about those moral principles that undergird every successful, peaceful, prosperous society. As I've traveled the world to nearly 100 countries now, I've recognized that those countries that drift away from the moral principles of God often experience political, social, economic disaster. They're often filled with unrest, riots, revolution. There's something about the principles of God that undergird a nation, that enables it to grow and be prosperous. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, makes this remarkable statement that I think is so apropos to our society. It says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Now, when it says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, it is simply stating an eternal truth. The history of humanity reveals the truthfulness of this statement. Nations are great because nations are good. When a nation ceases to be good, it ceases to be great. Nations are given a period of probation to see whether they will fulfill the divine purpose of God or not. God grants them time to demonstrate their faithfulness and their allegiance to His will. By this standard, America, the nation that I am from, is in serious trouble today. The moral fabric of our society is crumbling. Standards that once defined us as a people have been abandoned. The flag of Christian ethics drags in the dust. Someone has well said, when you cut down the tree of Christian morality, the fruit of Christian virtue dies. According to Pew Research, murders were up 30% in 2020 in the United States to a whopping 21,570. In the United States, if you compare this with other countries, it is overwhelming. The U.S. is, I think, third in the number of homicides in the world. But, you know, you compare this to the skyrocketing divorce rate and the extramarital affairs and rising crime and social unrest and the distortion of gender roles and the addiction to mass media and the obsession with materialism, you have a formula for national disaster. Now, what is the answer to this? Some people will suggest that the answer to this is to legislate morality. But every time a society has legislated morality, tried to legislate righteousness, tried to legislate the spiritual direction of a nation, totalitarianism has followed. If we look at anything from Europe in the Middle Ages, the union of church and state often was followed by the oppression of religious minorities. So the answer is not legislation of religious values. The answer is personal spiritual renewal. Because after all, what are societies made up of? What are nations made up of? They're made up of people. And so nations change as people change. Society changes as individuals are changed. And, you know, Solomon and Jesus agree on the need for personal godliness. Nations are righteous because individuals are righteous. Individuals are righteous because they've accepted Christ's righteousness to cover their past sins and transform their lives in the present. Jesus made it abundantly plain when he put it this way in Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 33rd verse. Jesus describes life's priorities. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Now, Matthew 6 comes toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And you remember how the Sermon on the Mount begins. I mean, what society would be not be blessed if it had people like this? Blessed are the poor in spirit, there's the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those that mourn, and the meek, and blessed are the peacemakers, and blessed are the merciful, and blessed are the pure. And you know, when you go down through the Beatitudes, they are really attitudes of living. And Jesus comes to the end of these Beatitudes, or toward the end, and he talks about if people are asking you to go 1 mile, go two, and if they ask for your coat, give them your tunic. And he's talking about this unselfishness and this compassion and this godliness of living. And he says, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If we seek Christ first, put him first in our lives, and if we have this moral revolution in our hearts, we don't need external laws that are pressuring us to do that which is right. Why not? Because Christ has transformed our hearts. It's like the Apostle Paul says over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man or woman, any human being is in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. How can we have a new society? How can we have a just society? How can we have a righteous society? If righteousness exalts a nation and makes that nation prosperous, if that's what righteousness does, if there's a gospel lift, how can that take place? It can never take place by oppressive laws from above. It can never take place by the government legislating what human beings can do and legislating morality. It only can take place if any man is in Christ. He is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Christ came as a revolutionary, and I say that in the spiritual sense. Christ came to establish a spiritual revolution in the hearts of men and women. He came to share with us the eternal principles of the gospel. He came to bring joy and peace to our hearts. He came to forgive us so that we would be forgiving to others. He came to release us from condemnation so we would not condemn others. He came to relieve us of guilt so we would not become so angry at others because of the guilt of our own life. Jesus came so that he could bring a righteous kingdom into our hearts. And when you change a person's heart, you change society. I have been in prisons, and I remember going to one prison where a couple shared Christ in that prison for 35 years, and the whole attitude of the prison changed, and now they had 400 people, prisoners in that prison that were committed Christians going to church. And I went into one of their chapel services, and four prisoners got up, and they sang a song that went like this: "Let's sing a happy song. Let's sing about Jesus. With a smile on your face, you can change the human race. Let's sing a happy song. Let's sing about Jesus." Go out today and recognize that you are to be a nation changer. Go out today and change your world, for righteousness exalts a nation, and righteous people compose society. Go out and be a world changer for Jesus today, and make your world a happy place.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark, for those encouraging words.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the new week with you and the new year with you. So don't forget to join us on Monday, same time, same place. We'll have an inspiring message from Taj Pakhlab, and we will be introducing a brand new health series. Make sure to start your year with us right here at Wake Up with Hope. Also, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, that's hope.study. And before we go, we want to share a Bible promise with you. Today's Bible promise comes from Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 13.
It says, "Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked."
Amen. You know, this weekend, we hope you claim this promise from the Lord. Sing to him. Sing to him as you reflect on his goodness and faithfulness. He promises that evil cannot have power over you as you live in him. May he bless you as you experience this great mercy and peace and hope that comes from him.
May God bless you, friends and family. Happy end of 2022. See you next year.
Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, how thankful we are, Lord, to be able to come to the very end of the year. As we look back in 2022, Lord, we see that you've been with us every step of the way. We are counting our blessings. You have been good. And as we look ahead, Lord, in 2023, we know, Lord, that it's not going to be any different, for you are the God who has precious thoughts towards us. And we pray, Lord, that as we walk by faith in you, that each one of those precious thoughts will be fulfilled in our life. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. We consecrate our lives to you once again. In Jesus' name, amen.